Gentlemen, good evening, good evening. Sunday, there will be no Shir, Beis Hashem. Bochim Abayim. We are starting a new topic tonight. Now, I know it's Thursday but we want to start the new topic, which is we're going to be delving into the halachas of tzitzis, which, as you can see, starts now in Simon Ches, and it goes all the way till Simon Chof Dalet, I believe. Yeah, Chof Dalet, which then leads to Ilchas Tefillin. So that's quite a halachas, so we might as well get started straight away. So Ilchas Tzitzis ve'Atifosoi. Halachas of Tzitzis. Halachas of Tzitzis and Atifosoi. So the Shulchan Aruch says, a person should wrap himself up and make the bracha me'umot. Now, we're going to have an ongoing, can't say confusion, but an ongoing discussion. What are we talking about? We're talking about tzitzis. Are we talking about this? What are we talking about? So, the reality is, we're going to clarify this, but now we're talking about in terms of making the bracha. When you make the bracha, whenever, on whatever you are reciting the bracha, straight after washing hands, you make the bracha of tzitzis. I know, is that what we do? It's not what we do. We're going to discuss some shame in due course why we don't do it. But here comes another point. The point of bracha, all right, but forget about the bracha for now. There's another element as well, that you should not walk 4 amas without tzitzis. So upon waking up, you put on, you call it tzitzis, whatever you want to call it, and you should not walk 4 amas without that. How much is 4 amas? Yeah, so you should be straight away fulfilling that mitzvah. Question, what about standing without it? Is it a problem? Pardon? So the Mishnah's words are, Shelo yelech ab amos. The words of the Mishnah is that you should not walk 4 amos without tzitzis, which will seem to imply that, let's say you want to just get up and you want to daydream for 5 minutes. Just like think about the day ahead. You know, like what's going to happen today. And do you have to put on the tzitzis for that? Or not yet, because you haven't walked Dalet Amos.
I mean, it's going to be mitzvah anyway. There's a
right. So it would appear that, from the Mishnah's words, that there is no obligation to put on tzitzis yet. The Achronim, however, say that, yeah, there is an inyan. So whilst there's no requirement really to put on, but it's still a good thing. But Shavuot doesn't seem to be holding that you've got to do it. But it's you shouldn't be spending the whole, like, extended amount of time. You should not be spending an extended amount of time without wearing the tzitzis. Now, you're quite right. Is it a myth? Do you have to wear tzitzis? You don't really need to wear tzitzis. But what's the rule? Once you've got 4 corners in your garment, then you should put on tzitzis. But this, so this will be discussed in greater detail in due course. Now, the point that Mishnah was saying of cotton base is a crucial point, and we'll be seeing that over the halachas a few times. The wrapping. There is a key halacha of wrapping. When you make the bracha, we're going to be seeing that soon. The bracha is to be made on an atifa of the tzitzis. Atifa, wrapping. Now, how the atifa is achieved, that will be addressed. But now, let's just take for now that you've got to do an atifa, some sort of atifa. Now, when you put on the talis, and when you're going to recite the bracha, both of those need to be done in a standing manner. Make sense? Well, we find that you're going to stand for bracha, according to Ashkenazim, yeah? Yeah? You don't, yeah? Yeah, but yeah, Ashkenazim stand Yeah? Where else do we stand? There's one halacha that everybody does that halacha standing.
Tefillin.
Yeah, so tefillin is that Sfadim don't.
Learning
is a Torah. Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of. Yeah, Sfiras Oima is a bracha that one should stay. The Gemara says explicitly one must recite the bracha of Sfiras Oima standing. The Mishnah brings over here in the following. Ha'ativ mishun deksiv lochem ve'afinik zereshov ve'umad deksiv gam ken lochem uve Oima. Talking about Sfiras Oima, ksiv me'achel chemesh bakoma, but Hashem bakoma. When it comes to Sfiras Oima, when it comes to Oima, it says the words bakoma. The Gemara dashens and learns bakoma sounds pretty similar to bakoma. What does bakoma mean? Standing. So just like bakoma means standing, it's referring to Sfiras Oima. You must stand when you say Sfiras Oima. So too by tell us also you got to stand when you recite the bracha. Mishum the kol birkas hamitzvah tzarich lo'ezek b'amida. So really, the way the Mishnah Berurah puts it over here, all the birkas hamitzvahs you must do standing. Which other birkas hamitzvahs you do standing? Yeah. So in reality, if you think about dalet minim, you also do, right? What else? Other mitzvahs you do bracha you do standing. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So the pardon? Yes. Yes. So the thing is that it's all learned. That's what we're seeing over here in this Mishnah now. All this is learned from Sfiras Oima, which is Bakoma. We learn Bakoma. Kamo learns not just Sfiras Oima, which is Birkas HaMitzvahs, you make standing, but in fact all the other mitzvahs, all the Birkas HaMitzvahs on brachas on mitzvahs, you do in a standing way as well. Your bracha must be before the wrapping. Now, if you sat for whatever reason, you sat when you said the bracha, when you wrapped it up, yeah, but it's okay, it's still yotze. But ideally, you should be standing. Pardon? Because it's just. That means it is in a way. It's a dinderaisa, but in a watered down way. Now I want to point something out. Let's just see. Veskimoroy v'achroinim says the Mishnah Berurah, three lines from the bottom. Telechatchila tzorich lois habracha koydem atifa. The bracha should be before the wrapping, as opposed to what? Yes. So how does that work? Yeah, so you have to make the. We'll discuss that also in greater detail, but the Mishnah points it out now already. You got to stand, recite the bracha, and then wrap, as opposed to putting it over you already and then say the bracha. That's too late. When you're holding in your hand and you want to wrap yourself up, this is over lasiyoson mamash. That is what's over lasiyoson. How are we going to translate over lasiyoson? You have to all the brachas have to be done before the bracha, right before the bracha. Are there any good translations here? Over lasiyoson. Yeah. Over lasiyoson. You do it immediately before fulfilling the mitzvah. For lo yachtim b'shosha dain na teles mekuperes, and certainly do not say the bracha when the talis is still in the bag. That's, by the way, that's very common. I don't know if you've seen that. Yeah, people are zipping up, opening, and the talis is like this, and then to save those 3.5 seconds, yeah, because people are in a rush after all, and then you say bochato, and then you whoops, and then you open up, and then you're like this. This is wrong, because that's not over lasiyosun. Over lasiyosun means you make the bracha as close to the fulfillment of the mitzvah as you can. The fulfillment of the mitzvah is the wrapping up, and the bracha has to be just preceding that. That would be considered over and over. That would be 2 stages before. Yeah, so that we'll discuss exactly how we fulfill the mitzvah, as to whether you hold in the front or you hold in the back. We'll discuss that mitzvah in due course. But the point that we're seeing now is the reason for it. What is the reason for it? Because you have to do the mitzvah the bracha just before the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Now, over that's the asana. If it's stage, there's a stage delayed, if there's another thing you've got to do beforehand, there would be over and over, there would be two stages, and that would delay and that's wrong. That would be a problem. But yeah, but it's fine, but you should certainly be makbin over that's the asana. Okay. Now, I want to start Save Base. I know we're not going to finish it, but let's start Save Base as well. Save Base. Say the Atifa. What is the correct way of wrapping yourself? What is the Atifa? How do you do the Atifa? Now, I'm going to point out that what is evident from the Achronim, and perhaps from Shulchan Aruch, what is the mitzvah of tzitzis? What is it? How do you fulfill the mitzvah? How do you fulfill the mitzvah of talakhan of tzitzis? By doing what? Wearing a garment. What did you say? Wearing. By wearing the garment, that's you fulfill the mitzvah. In fact, it's likely that every second that you wear a garment which has tzitzis, you're probably doing mitzvah, probably. So that's certainly true. How about we say, whenever a person wears tzitzis, he's mekayem a mitzvah. Well, the Chayim Imam Chadash though, and it seems to be quite well evidenced, is that there is an additional mitzvah besides that, which is the mitzvah of putting it up. Wrapping up is a mitzvah in its own right. Putting the talus on, that it's an independent mitzvah on top of it. So there's two mitzvahs really. One is a mitzvah, the constant mitzvah, which is the wearing of that's a mitzvah, and that's probably a mitzvah of the Yaisa. Besides that, there's another mitzvah, which is the putting on is a mitzvah in its own. This yesod is going to help us throughout the halachas in a few places, but we've got to be aware of that. Say the atifosoi. What is the say? How do you put on the talis? Kederech bnei odom shemiskasim b'ksusam ve'oiskim b'lachtom. Well, it's exactly the same way. Then people are miskasim b'ksusam,
handling their clothes,
cover themselves with their clothes ve'oiskim. And oiskin, and they beat themselves in menachtom. That's how you do the work, right? You wrap yourself up. Pa'omim bekisei rosh. Sometimes you're going to wrap yourself and cover your head completely. Pa'omim. Sometimes bekisei rosh with a covered head. Upa'omim, and sometimes begilui rosh, and sometimes with an uncovered head. Fenochoin sheichaze rosh betalis. It's proper that you should cover your head with a talis. So the Shulchan Aruch says the way you wrap yourself up is like the derech shemiskasem ksusam. It's like normal. The way people normally would wrap their head and cover their heads. Sometimes they do cover their heads, sometimes not. And exactly the way you do it for your work, that's the way you're going to put on the... Is that the way you do it for work? That's the way you put on the... Yeah, is that... Before you go into the... You wrap yourself up, you're not going to get many clients. So we wrap yourself up, sometimes covered head, sometimes uncovered head. Well... that's the problem. No. What he's referring to is... What is he referring to? Sometimes we do wrap yourself up, sometimes with the head, sometimes that. What is it referring to? Our cousins still do it. Our cousins still do it. Exactly, they still do it. That's what it's referring to. You wrap yourself up completely. Because these are the countries that, that's the hotter climate. And you want to protect yourself from the sun and from the sand and from the... So of course, they used to have one larger kind of overall garment, very light. And then you cover yourself up completely. And that would at times include the head, sometimes not include the head. That's clear. That is what Kederech Bnei Shmuelim, that is the way that... That's what he's referring to. So that is the Atifa that we're talking about. The Atifa, the wrapping up that it's talking about is the way that we... That is still common in some...
how do you call it? Especially the babut. What? Middle East.
Middle East, yeah. What?
Especially the
babut. The
babut?
Baba. Baba? Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. So that is the key point over here. Now, how we do this and how it is done and what exactly the way it works exactly. We're going to address the Mishnah Berurah, which is really important. We're going to leave that for next year, Be'ezer Hashem. And that will lead then also to halachas of the Talis Kotten and the exact positioning of the tzitzis that we'll be addressing, Be'ezer Hashem. To summarize what we learned this evening, we spoke about the importance of putting on the talis or the tzitzis straight away when you wake up. You should, straight after Negel Vasi, you should be mekayem the mitzvah. We said you should not walk Dalet Amos without tzitzis. We then spoke about the bracha and the wrapping up has to be in a standing way. We said that the reason why you stand is in line with all the Birkas HaMitzvahs. We learned Birkas HaMitzvahs learned from Sefiras HaOmer. Just like Sefiras HaOmer needs to be standing, so all the Birkas HaMitzvahs need to be standing. This is the Birkas HaMitzvahs, so it should add a little bit on standing, but yeah, it's without it. We started speaking about the Seder Atif, the way you wrap yourself up, exactly like our Middle Eastern cousins. That's it. Very good. Okay.